Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. It's Columbus Day. And, Columbus. We don't even know what he did, really, you know?
Yeah, they question whether he did what we've always said he did, sail the ocean blue. Yeah. Well, you know he did sail the ocean blue.
He did.
Well, we do know that this marks his arrival in America, we think. And we do know that he was an explorer, got lost, so not a very good one. We know that there's usually a Columbus Day parade. And we know that he was Italian. And we love Italy. We love Italians. We know that Columbus, the day it's celebrated, varies by year. And the Latin, in most Latin countries, it's known as Day De La Raza, okay? And the first state where it was an official holiday was Colorado. And why I'm saying all this stuff, I don't know. But it became a holiday in 1934.
Somebody researched.
There's lots of cities named after it.
And true or false, he discovered America? False. He did not. Some Native American groups created their own holiday, which is called Indigenous People Day. And Native American Day. I want to tell you something. I went into a bookstore, and a guy said to me, if you want to read some nonfiction to blow your socks off, here it is. And I read this book called Blood and Thunder. Well, we're part Cherokee, and this was all about Kit Carson and the way we just ran Native American Indians off of their property. And it really is sad. It is sad what we did.
I'm part Cherokee, too.
It's more than sad. It's disgraceful. In a way.
Yeah. So take it from Cherokee Jill and Cherokee Steve. Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
An Irish Dave.
Yeah.
An Irish Dave. Good old Irish Dave. All right. Anyway, we're glad you're with us here today. And, you know, if you can't get through right now, hold on, because we're going to do another program right after this. And we would love for you to join us there. But I'm going to go right to the phones right off the bat, and I'm going to talk with, that's going to be A.W., I think. A.W. from Columbia, Maryland on Columbus Day. Isn't that great? W-A-V-A. Columbia on Columbus Day. Okay, hi. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, A.W. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. As fine goes.
As fine goes. Well, how could we help your fine day today?
Want to be a long drawn out and try to prioritize the.
Okay.
But
ask us something simple.
It is such a long story, and I don't know how to put it in a few words.
Okay.
My question is, I have a grandson, 37 years old.
All right.
Grew up in a non-functional alcoholic home.
Yeah.
ADHD.
All right.
And now he's alcoholic. Could be drugs, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Separated from his wife and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Been about 3 years. Got involved in another relationship. Had a son.
Okay. So he's
had
a really
he's a both, and now okay. he's not working
right.
and
so he's a really sick guy.
Problem.
Yeah, he's a really sick guy. You've got a really sick grandson.
He's impulsive.
But that's my problem. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I have nurtured. I have given, I have, to this date, and I feel now I have no more to give, and I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he's living, I have since, my husband's passed away, but we have provided a place for them to live since their young childhood.
Okay.
We have supported them in every way. Mm-hmm. I brought him with me. And joined an ADHD organization, tried to help him, had him on his way,
All right.
Went home with
I've got to go to a break. I've got to go to a break. But from what you're saying, he doesn't have a problem. Everybody around him does. But he's got it made. We'll be back after this.
Is there something or someone that continues to exert power over your life? Power that overwhelms your best intentions, sabotages your greatest efforts, and frustrates your deepest desires? No formula, set of keys, or steps will help you until you're able to take your life back. The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd. Steve Arterburn will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
On those days when we experience a setback or feel like a failure, we keep moving forward. And when we fall down, we get back up. If we get back up one more time than we fall down, we are doing all that God has asked us to do.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Okay, so, A.W., I think we get the picture. What is the question for us? Let us help you.
Right now, he's out of control. He's a hard worker, but the doctor told him he had to quit what he was doing. He's limited to what he can do because of his inability to read. And he's not working now, but okay. He's out of control. He's alcohol, and I don't know. The word is he's taking pain medicine. I don't know what that pain medicine is.
Okay, so what is the question for us? Okay, what's the question for us?
He's threatening the daughter.
Okay. What is the question for us?
I'll just tell you real quickly the incident night before last.
AW, can I ask you a question? Have you supported his family growing up, like his parents and him as a child? Did they live with you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so it sounds like you and your husband were more of the parents than his parents.
Well, what do you do?
Right. Okay, so that's what I'm just wondering, because this is your grandson, but it's almost
hungry and nowhere to live. What do you do?
I know that's really hard. But now,
I just want to tell you one thing: the bad experience. And I'm not blaming this child, because this is what I don't want something done. It's going to happen to him if he don't. I think he could be suicidal. He saw his house burn down at an early age. He saw his father throw his animals against the fence and kill them. Mm. He goes to jail. He never came back to them. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you do as parents? How do you put them on their own? And
let me tell you what your first step should be, A.W. You did the research to get help for his ADHD, and now you need to do some research to get some help for
him. I'm at the age that
You can do this. You start to you need to understand the disease of alcoholism and what you're up against, and you need to get him into the process with you. And so I would
impossible. Well, I've tried everything.
Okay. Well, all he does is go to
He will not go. Not there. I live in a different state.
Okay.
He's not living with you now.
Oh no, he's never lived. Well, at times during all these years, when everything was going on, they'd be back home, and I had the whole family, and I had the grandchildren every summer.
Okay.
Okay. So, is his wife allowing all this to happen? What's she doing in all this?
Well, right now she is ill herself.
Oh.
Uh-huh. She's on disability and diabetic, and all kinds of stuff.
A.W., this is heartbreaking. I think for you, getting involved in Al-Anon would be a really good idea.
But I can't. No way.
You can't? They even have phone meetings where you can listen.
Well, I've tried getting him there.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about for you.
I know, but I'm telling you, something has to happen to him. Nobody can get to him. Nobody can reach him.
You're
Neither
right.
Neither can you.
And you
can't.
So that's why I'm saying you need to get some help for you to get some perspective on his addictions, to see what you can do and what you can't do. And you learn through Al-Anon.
I'm sorry to say this. I'm nearing my 90.
Oh.
I don't have the energy to keep on. I don't have the time. My husband passed away, and I've never climbed out of that.
Yeah,
I've got things that I have to. I only have so much energy myself.
Well, I am so sorry.
I'm calling you. I don't know which way to go because I can't do anymore.
Well, look, I think at your age, the first thing would be to get help for yourself and to call a church, and maybe we can help you find some help. Maybe it's a coach by way of phone or something for you so that you can move on. You sound like an amazing human being, and we want to help you do that.
Yeah, done a lot.
But as far as this grandson goes, there may be very little that you can do other than encourage his wife or whoever is taking care of the kids. Encourage his wife to go to Al-Anon and demand that he get some help, and let the issue no longer be watching the house burn down or attention deficit disorder or not being able to read. A lot of people can't read, and they have succeeded quite well. They've watched horrible things happen, and they've overcome them. The issue must be, as Dave said, his addiction problem. He must get it treated. If you know where he's getting help, tell them he's an alcoholic that needs help. If you know where she's being helped with her health problems, tell them. The problem is the husband is driving her into the grave over his health. Any suggestions you guys have? Jill, Dave.
Well, she's got to get help for herself. And the only thing she can do for the grandson is pray for him, because he's in a different state and he's in a different mindset as well. And she knows that, and it's clear. So
And when she talks
to... That's all you can do. But she's got to learn how not to do, how not to try to do everything, because that's what Al-Anon's going to help her with.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, but I think you're right, A.W. You've run out of energy, and it's time to stop. You've got to hand this grandson over. Let God intervene. Pray for other people to intervene and direct him to 12-step meetings if he calls and asks for help.
But I want to see if we can find some help for her if she can't get out. Try to give her
some
help
support
over the phone and some support
there. I think there are things that we can do.
I'm going to send her Take Your Life Back, because guess what? It's never, ever too late.
Never too late. Mm-hmm.
Never too late to take your life back. Let's go to Dennis from Prince George, British Columbia, listening on Sirius XM at 1 p.m. on channel 131. Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. How are you doing?
Great. How could we help you today?
I don't know how long I have on air here, but I was engaged to be married June 25th of this year, and we had known each other for 3 years, and she had been in a long line of, just an abusive relationship for 4 years, and she ended up on crystal meth, but she was clean for less than a year when we started dating the last time. We had dated over the 3 years. We kind of knew each other, but it was only long distance, and anyways, the last time we dated, it was, we were supposed to get married June 25th, and she didn't want to move up north where I was, because she had her support system and her family back home down south about 9 hours, so ended up agreeing to move down there, and I got there, and a lot of issues came up for me, and I couldn't find work there, so I decided to go back home to the prairies to farm for the spring, and I hadn't met with my mom for 11 years because of the divorce that happened, and just all those issues came up, so I went to deal with all that. And I guess I did say some mean things, like, I'm not sure if I love you or not, and kind of attacked her character in a few ways, and she had low self-esteem to start with, and I was just got tunnel vision and focused on meeting with my mom, and I felt like I had to go fix myself on my own, and on the trip, I was gone 5 weeks, and I came back, and her walls were all up, and I guess when I left, I kind of planned on ending it. I didn't know what I was doing, and she had every right to think it was over, but when we just haven't been able to reconcile over 5 months, and I'm just never realized I'd have this much trouble detaching from her, because I didn't think this is the way it would all end. I thought we'd still end up married by the fall, but
lots of
miscommunication and poor communication.
All right. So what is the question for us then?
How do I detach from her emotionally, and you know, a lot of things in my mind is commitment issues that made me run away, I think, because I have a tendency of running away from things in life. Mm-hmm. And I just struggled to know if it was the Holy Spirit leading, because a lot of questions arose in me that, oh, my goodness, is she actually a Christian or not? Because she didn't want to see a pastor when I got there to be with her.
Okay.
Originally in April this year. Is it actually the Lord's will that we're not together? Because I found out later that before I was even back, 5 weeks later, she was already with somebody new.
All right. Well, let's don't blame stuff on God and the Holy Spirit when maybe we got into something a little too soon, or maybe we brought into it some baggage that wasn't mm-hmm. resolved. Any way you look at it, I think it's great that you guys are not married, because
right.
there are issues
yeah.
on both sides that need to be worked out. What are you guys thinking? I got one way to go here, but let me hear from Jill and Dave.
Well, I think, Dennis, you keep it all alive by questioning and mm-hmm. being in, and I'm assuming you're still in contact and talking with her. And as long as you're still in contact or still questioning, you're not going to be finished with it. It just doesn't work that way. You got to kind of. It's like putting blinders on and moving forward in time and shutting that person out, rather than second-guessing everything that you did and didn't do.
Right.
If you're done mm-hmm. with it, be done with it and don't open up that box again. But every time you open it up, it's like 10 steps backwards in terms of getting over it.
I think Dave's yeah. onto something mm-hmm. here. See, and here's what I would say. Go get yourself resolved with all those issues that come that came up. She'll go and do whatever she's going to do. She needs a lot of recovery under her belt.
And more than a year.
And then if something happens down the road, great. But if not, you're going to be free because you did all the resolution. And all that stuff that's unresolved makes it more difficult to let go of her. So we want
right.
that to happen. Jill, you have
right.
some thoughts for him?
Right. Well, you know what, Dennis, when you are in an intimate relationship, the closer you move in, your stuff is going to get stirred up. And so I think you can look at this as that it really highlighted the work that you need to do now before you are ready to engage in a committed relationship with someone. So go get in counseling. You know, start meeting with someone that you can really talk through these issues with for the next year.
Right.
So that you are in a stronger place and you have something more to bring to a relationship, and you're not going to run away and then have regret and do this back and forth stuff.
You know, I'm going to repeat to you what somebody said to me when just this horrible betrayal happened to me in my life. Somebody said, one day you're going to see this as a gift.
Mm.
It was true.
Yeah.
It only took about 7 years
time.
Before that.
Well,
but
you'd been together quite a while, too.
But
so.
one yeah, day, you're going to see all of this as a gift, no matter
yeah,
what
that God
caused.
Is using this in your life to shape and grow you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Really glad that you called. Let me send you Take Your Life Back. And I'll send you Is This the One? I mean, that's
a
great book
one.
To help you know what to look for. But Dave's book with me, Take Your Life Back, oh my goodness, we're hearing great things about it. And one of the things in there, it talks about reactive versus responsive living. And you're reacting to her, and we mm-hmm. want you to be able to respond to God. Now, I've got a New Life TV clip I want to play for you. And it really relates to this grandparent call that we had. But here's something on the role of grandparents from tv.newlife.com.
One of the joys of my life is being a grandparent. There's a chance to redo things that you did with your own kids that you wish you hadn't done, but there's also a freedom with your grandchildren that lets you relate to them and accept them as they are and not feel overburdened by being responsible for who they are. Mm-hmm. It's one of the joys of life. I have 6 grandchildren, 4 girls and 2 boys. I have 3 sons, and they range in age from 5 to 32, so there's a broad range. The older one has 3, and the youngest one has 3, and so we have them in all stages of life, and it's joyful. We've also taken several of them on trips, to mission trips that we've done, and that was another part of the fun of being a grandparent, because you just get to relate and be relaxed and enjoy. Now, there are some grandparents who don't do that, mm-hmm. and I feel sad for them because they're missing a wonderful opportunity to just plug into a next generation's life and be a part of something that is ongoing.
Well, grandparents.
I said that.
Yeah, good stuff.
Very
Dave.
Good, Dave. You know, I want to be a grandparent. I'm glad I'm not yet.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't happen too early. And but Dave, you've really. I think the other thing about you, Dave, is not only are you an amazing grandparent, but you've evolved in your parenting the adult children that you have. Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
been fun to see.
I have fun and, with my boys.
Yeah, it's been great, and I love hearing the stories. It makes me look forward to those days. So I'm taking my vitamins.
Yeah.
Well, that was from tv.newlife.com. There are over 120 programs on there. Actually, there are over 1,200 programs. Mm-hmm. There are over 10,000 people subscribed, and we'd like for you to be one of them. You just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about it. Or just go to tv.newlife.com. You get some free days and see if you like it. Most people that do, they stay. They love it. We'll take a break, come back for more of New Life Live. We're here to help you transform your life, not feel better about bad things, but to change. That's why we're here.
We came here, it's our last resort. We're going to go through counseling, they're going to find her problems, and I'm fine.
The Marriage Solution Weekend is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd.
Obviously, I'm not fine.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love, and what is it that destroys our love? And how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The biggest thing I got out of this is that I got things to work on, too.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. It's Dr. Day right here on New Life. And we're going to go right to the phones here.
Okay.
And here we go to, how about Francisco from Oceanside, California. Hi, Francisco. How are you?
Good. Okay. How are you?
All right. How can we help today?
So I have a 16-year-old boy, and he ran away 2 days ago. He's ADHD. He's been smoking pot. He got expelled from his high school, the home high school. And a few friends have seen him around town, and they told us he had shaved his head. And my wife and I, of course, you know, are crying daily, but we don't know. You know, we called a few places where we can send them for a time where we can be where he can be get some help. Pretty much all of them are super expensive. They're over 30,000-50,000 for even 3 months.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So
it can really be a lot. So how could we help you? What's the question for us? I think we understand how horrible this is for you.
Mm-hmm. What can I do on my end to help my wife and my son, you know, without, to bring him back? He doesn't want to. I feel like he can't. I can't make him come. He doesn't want to.
Yeah.
He got reported. We reported him to the police department as a runaway. Mm-hmm.
You did report him. Did you report him missing, or did you report him as a kid with a problem?
As a runaway, right mm-hmm. now. And they told us, you know, we have a few. You know, we need to go back to them and tell them, you know, to be reported as a missing person.
Okay, so. So you want to know what you can do for your wife?
To help, yes, please. She's brokenhearted, and
sure.
So do I. Sure. I feel like I need, you know, I feel like as a man of the house, I'm not doing enough. Like I need to step up and just grab my son and take him somewhere.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so, Dave,
Francisco,
Jill,
what is he resisting? What is he protesting against?
He says that as long as he's not allowed to smoke pot, he's going to be out of the house. And we have that. We established that boundary about 2 years ago. And so he kept doing it, and he got himself expelled from the school, like I said. And so that's his thing. You know, as long as we leave him alone.
Well, why did he get kicked out of school then? Same thing?
He got suspended first, and then he got expelled. From the smoking pot.
Oh, okay.
So the goal isn't to get him back home. The goal is
to get him into treatment.
To get help.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you have power right now. He's 16. You can force him to do things. He turns 18 and you are powerless. So you need to take some action now. There are a number of treatment centers and treatment programs. There's Teen Challenge that doesn't
cost
anything.
Well, Dave, that's what I was thinking about. Teen Challenge might be a great option for him.
But he's got to be willing to do that. That's a
thing
with Teen Challenge.
Right.
Well, and Francisco, I think that you and your wife should get in into some counseling with someone who specializes in teenage issues and acting out problems and drug addiction so that you can have somebody to kind of walk you through steps week by week. Because this is going to be something ongoing. And then doing the research to, and we can help some with that. We have some referrals to, and it sounds like you've started doing that, to find a place where you can take him. And then looking at what leverage do you have? I mean, you have the leverage because of his age, but what is it that you give him or that he wants from you? Is there anything left that you provide for him?
He likes to, you know, he was grounded. He couldn't go out with his friends skating. And so that was one of the things. He couldn't go out of the house. He could go out of the house without leaving us and all that, but not with his friends. But, you know, the main thing is he is pot. And he doesn't even want to take his medication for ADHD now. That was the other thing. He was refusing to do that.
He's self-medicating with the pot.
Right. Yeah.
So again, I think you have to spend your effort not on getting him back home, but getting him help. And a kid his age smoking pot is doing something illegal. And if all you can do is get him arrested, that is not the worst thing in the world. When a kid gets arrested that won't respond to anything else, they end up in a place where, hopefully, there are no drugs, they're safe, and they're taken care of by somebody else because they can't take care of themselves.
It's a wake-up call.
So, I don't think this is hopeless.
No.
But trying to make things nice and easy, probably keeps it in the hopeless category, and I hope you can get beyond.
But you guys need to go to an Al-Anon meeting to understand that you're part of the deal that's going on with him. And where does he get his money?
How does he buy it?
That's one of the things that he's with some friends, and they give him that. And one time, when we caught him smoking outside of home, we brought him in, and you know, I searched him, and he had a pile of money, probably about $120.
He's probably selling.
Yeah,
we gotta go.
That's what we're dealing with as a dealer.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We're back. I just want to say this before we go on, that we talk about Al-Anon. And what we're talking about is getting help for the person that's attached or connected to somebody that needs help. Well, it's not just a throwaway suggestion.
Right.
It is something that most people don't want to do, but when they do it, changes everything.
And so, you have to go multiple times in order to get it.
Yeah.
But there are also meetings that are geared towards being the parents of someone who is a user. Not just if you have a spouse.
I sent a woman to one of those meetings, and she hated it because it said they were laughing, they were feeling good, and their kids were still using, you know. And But by the fourth meeting, she's understanding it and feeling like, wow, this is a way to live.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ought to go.
There's not much that Francisco can do and his wife can do except come together and do something like meetings, because If he's selling pot to make money to buy his pot and to live on, he's pretty self-sufficient.
Right.
And he's going to get in trouble, and that's when they can step in and get the help.
But there are people who specialize in kids like this. So.
That's right. Okay, let's go to Debbie from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. WORD is the station. Hello there.
Hi. Excuse me, I have a cold.
Sorry. Wow. Is it contagious? Wow, we better be careful.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start off with my question, I guess, because I didn't know how to formulate it, but then I guess I just thought of the question was, you always tell people, like, you know, get support, get other people with voices behind you and this and that, and what do you do when the people around you, you get a whole bunch of different opinions about your situation and you don't know what to do? And counseling right now on an ongoing basis is clearly out of the question money wise.
Well, tell us the problem. Tell us the problem. What's going on with him?
Okay. it's my husband. We've been married for like almost 17 years. He's had a pornography problem. He has, and he still does, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
He has a lying problem.
Has he been with another woman?
Not that I know of, and if I had to really think that he was, I couldn't say 100%, but I would say no.
Well, let's hear about... Okay. All right. So let's hear about the differing pieces of advice you've gotten about a man who cares more about pornography than his wife. What are people telling you that disagree?
Well, there's so many dynamics, and for me to unpack it all would take like 2 hours, but...
Just tell me the advice that other people have given you that doesn't agree.
Let me just add this one thing to it. As the years have gone on, my mother has said this, and I see it now, and he has not been diagnosed, but we believe he has maybe some Asperger's or a form of autism or something. I have a daughter that has autism. And so now with that being said, like, some people are thinking, you know, just work, try harder, be more understanding. Some people tell me to go to counseling. Some people tell me to leave them.
Okay, this is a big pet peeve of mine. Mm-hmm. And that is that some people excuse immoral behavior because of a culture somebody was raised in, and some people excuse immoral behavior because of a condition that somebody has, and neither of those are very good excuses. I hear people say, well, you know, he was raised in this. Hey, that's no excuse. And neither is his condition. Do you know how many people have Asperger's that don't look at pornography, that honor their wives, that have an amazing relationship because they understand the problem and they're working on the problem together? So you need to get help for him. You need to demand that he get help, and he can get help. But it all centers around the pornography being treated so that he can deal with the other issues in his life without the guilt, shame, sin, disconnection to you, and disrespect. You have told yourself some things to cope with this, like he has a condition. It's not like other people. It is like other people, and he can deal with it like other people.
Well, and people with Asperger's are often very bright.
Well, they are.
Right.
Yes.
So he's not going to have a problem comprehending this, but they are prone to addictive behavior. Right? So they need to be set straight in what is acceptable behavior and what is not acceptable. And they have to have the addiction piece dealt with, just like anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't blame some other issue when there's an addiction, because an addiction is an addiction that can strike anybody, especially the process addictions like pornography and those can affect anyone. And you have to deal with it as an addiction, not with some personality disorder or some other diagnosis.
The condition just helps to confirm the addiction, right? It just adds to the picture, so it's helpful, Debbie, and it's all the more reason where he needs to get help for the addiction.
Yeah, you got to treat the addiction before.
Because
you
he's not going to just decide on his own, oh, this isn't good,
okay,
I'm going to
so
stop.
Can I just ask real quickly?
Sure.
Be separate from him during this or not? Because really, I can't handle like another second of living with him. And like, it seems like while we're here, like, oh, you know, I'll have a little bit of sorrow or whatever for however he's been or whatever. And then it goes right back. And it's like, I feel like separation's the only.
Okay, but how about a plan? How about a plan that says, okay, like we have this, you've called us, we have this Every Man's Battle program. Sweetheart, we need to sign you up for Every Man's Battle.
He did do that. He did that the very first ones that came
okay.
out.
Okay.
He needs to do it again.
Yeah. You know, with addictions, unfortunately, there are some people that are repeat offenders and have to, you know, kind of keep doing it till they get it right. Otherwise, they're just lost to it. I mean,
yeah, and see, the guys that do it and do it right, they get into sustained victory, and they're talking with the same guys that they were in the group with.
It's a lifestyle change.
Yeah, so, I really think that you can encourage him or demand that he go back again and get it this time and do the work to follow up. And go to Sex Addicts Anonymous meetings and his sustained victory meetings when he comes back. And that way, if you do that and it doesn't work out, you can say, I did everything I possibly could.
And for him, the connection piece may be a little bit harder. So that, you know, it's harder for him to connect. So, you know, going back again and getting involved may be helpful. He will be familiar with the material, but it's the connection piece that he needs to get.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you called. I'm going to send you Worthy of Her Trust to give to him, and I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. There's some great, great stuff in there. You know, that book started out as a book addressing us working on our side of the street, even though a lot of really crummy stuff is mm-hmm. going on the other side of the street. And there's some amazing stuff in how if you're living alongside somebody that's got a problem, how you can not let that take you under. And I'll send that to her. Anybody else, if you want a copy, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Let's go to Elizabeth, Columbus, Georgia. WFIL is the station. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling mainly to seek some guidance for the next step.
Okay.
I'm going to be 60 years old and having some issues.
Well, what's the problem?
Depression. It's been around with me for a very long time.
Okay.
Focused. A little bit of fear. I'm stuck. I feel very stuck.
Are you getting any help from anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of help?
I was seeing a therapist on a pro bono way, and also attend the anger management group.
Okay.
I haven't seen the counselor for a little while.
What do you think? What do you think is the source of all of this this stuff that's going on with you inside?
Well, I'll give you an overview, and I think you probably can understand. I didn't grow up in a normal household. I lived in four or five houses per household by the time I was 9 years old. My mother left my dad when I was a child, and we were sent to family members. I experienced some inappropriate sexual behavior between the ages of 6 and 8.
All right. Okay, hold on. We want to help you. Hold on. We've got to go to a break here. We'll be back right after this. If you haven't gotten a copy of Take Your Life Back, I think there's some things in there that'll really, really help you. I hope so. Especially the description of what it looks like to have a life that's taken back. We'll be back after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Okay. So, let's see. You had inappropriate sexual relations at 6, or 6 through 8.
Where you watched inappropriate sex.
Oh, you watched it. Okay.
No, it was, I guess the oldest was about 13 at the time.
Okay. So you were sexualized early by this.
Yeah.
And did that cause problems later?
Well, did a little bit more.
Okay.
I was left sort of at home on my own between the ages of 9 and 17. Dad worked at night and my mother wasn't there. I was sexually and physically abused by my boyfriend between the ages 13 and 16, and I had a baby at 15.
Dear. So what have you done to get some help for all of this?
Well,
anything?
I started, I guess, in my 30s because I realized that I hadn't had a grown-up relationship, and I wanted, to try to. I was working, and I had two children by that time. The second one was in my mid-20s, and then I take care of myself and my kids, and I was, wondering why I couldn't find a mate, so I started getting counseling, but it was never anything really consistent between changing jobs, changing medical plans.
Okay, so we're almost out of time, and I want to help you. Is there a specific question for us?
Well, I don't want to continue on like this. I want to make a change, and I want to get healthy.
Okay.
Right now, I guess my room would look like a hoarder's room almost. I'm with my mother. She's 93, and there's really kind of a abuse there because I don't think she ever really...
Depressing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let us give you some help based on the things that you have said so far.
So Elizabeth, I think you need to do some things that will help uplift you so that then you can do more to help yourself. I think you said something about that you have been on meds in the past. So that would be an option to get through this time, because when we get depressed, it's hard to activate. So that's why medication, even in the short term, can really be helpful. And if you have limited resources, there are places, even county facilities, if you just need to get the prescription for the meds and some samples to help activate you. I would also recommend, I know you're involved in an anger group, but an adult children of alcoholics group is really like adult children of dysfunctional families. That might be a good type of 12-step group that would give you a community, would give you some structure, and helps you work on the 12 steps to better living. There's also our life recovery groups that are starting to flourish that are Christian-oriented.
Well, I would also try to get with a ladies' Bible study that does more than just study the Bible, where they share their life as well. Because I think you need some connections with some ladies that's not problem-oriented, that's more a positive input into your life. And causes you to have some joy, at least temporarily.
Life can get pretty dark.
I just Jesus went to a lot of trouble for the church. And it's a place that people like you, Elizabeth, can really get help and encouragement. Like Dave's saying, you need laughter and life and those kind of things in your life. I think about my mom and the friends that she has through church. I mean, her life is full of life. And so getting involved with a church, finding a church that'll help you get there, whatever it takes, that's kind of where it is. And I really believe you need to be on medication. There just, mm-hmm. I mean, it just seems like to me that's a given. So I hope that you will do that also. Any other thoughts for her, you guys?
No, I think she ought to stay on the line so we could give her some resources mm-hmm. back where she lives, because there's county stuff and there's state stuff that helps. Yeah,
but you've got to leave the house, especially if it's a hoarding situation. You've got to get out into the fresh air,
because that becomes depressing in itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's so much shame involved in mm-hmm. hoarding, and so difficult to unravel all of that. But when you do,
right, and if it's to the point where it's hard to live there, I mean, there are city task forces that will help alleviate some of the problem.
Well, the problem is it's a form of attachment, because mm-hmm. I don't have other attachments.
Exactly. And, yeah. It's just the physical problem, not the emotional problem that it alleviates.
The emotional side of it.
Yeah.
Okay. If you need some help, we can help you. I'm going to send her Take Your Life Back. I'm going to send her the devotional, too, 365-day devotional. I hope she'll like that.
That's called Take Your Life Back Day by Day.
Day by day.
Love that, you guys. Mm-hmm. This is going to be great.
Well, the thing is, people need help. A lot of folks can't afford help.
Right.
But at least call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us mm-hmm. see if we can find a resource for you. We do want to help you. That's what we're here for. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number. And if you can help us, we didn't discover America, neither did Columbus, but we discovered a way to enjoy living in America with a new life. That's what we're here for. You call us if you need some help. Now, we're going to do another couple of programs after this. So if you want to talk to us, you can't get through, it's 1-800-229-3000. The reason we're here is because people have supported this ministry financially. We're so grateful for all of you who have. If you can do that, we will send you a brand new copy of the book, Take Your Life Back. And I know you're going to like it. I know there's something in there for you. The results so far, the feedback has been amazing. Now, if you can maybe sign up for Club New Life, which, I mean, that only costs you $35 a month. But boy, it makes a difference. Well, we'll send you the tote bag, the mug, the thumb drive, some segments from TV.NewLife, John Townsend's book, You Can Do This, and the Poppy Note Cards. We have an Everyman's Battle coming up. It's right here, right now. And so please come and join us for that. If you've got a problem, if somebody in your family's got a problem, David went and he says, as much as I wanted to deny it, I now realize I have a sexual addiction. This was very humbling, but necessary to accept in order to live a new life. I realize I'm not alone. This is huge for me. I met some really good men who are also struggling with the same addictive issues. I've got a plan now. Before, there was no plan, no hope, no future to look forward to. But I have victory. Man, that's what we want to see. So you can go from hopeless, helpless, all that, to taking your life back by going to Every Man's Battle. Now, Women in the Battle, that's November the 11th. That's coming up in Washington, D.C. And our Marriage Solution Workshop is October the 21st in Orange County. We'd love for you to come for that. Also, I want to be sure that you know that we've got this amazing, wonderful, hard-to-beat event called Take Your Life Back. It's our brand new, we've never done it before, intensive workshop, and we want you to be there. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and sign up for that. That's on the 21st. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Dave. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. If you want to join our next two programs, 1-800-229-3000. God bless you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you.
but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.